Page 92. Listening Practice 2. Reality TV School. You are going to listen to an interview about Reality TV School. Listen and choose the correct answers.
Welcome back to the programme. Now we're going to talk to reporter Jesse Schultz, who's been on a special assignment here in New York City. Welcome, Jesse.
Hello, Mickey.
So, Jesse, I understand that you went back to school as part of your latest assignment.
That's right. I've just spent some time at the Reality TV School in New York.
Reality TV School? Why do you need to learn how to be on reality TV? Isn't the whole point of these shows that people aren't acting but just being themselves?
Good point, Mickey. But in fact, the course doesn't teach you how to act. It's designed to build up your confidence and teach you how to make the most of your personality. You know, learn what makes you unique. The aim is that this will help you make it onto one of these shows and then stay there instead of getting eliminated.
Really? How does a course help you do that?
Oh, there are all kinds of techniques. I'll give you an example. One exercise is called the perp walk. Each student gets a turn to walk past the others who shout out insulting personal remarks. The idea behind this exercise is to teach the participants how to deal with criticism, because on reality TV, everyone is always insulting everyone. It's quite unpleasant and also very confusing, because after you've been insulted, everyone tells you how great you are.
It does sound confusing. So, does reality TV school really help?
Well, it seems to. The school was started by Robert Galinsky, an acting coach, after he saw how successful his methods were in helping someone called Jorge Bendelski get onto a reality show with animals. Since then, many of his students have made it onto other reality shows.
Wow, this is fascinating. What else did you learn at the school?
Oh, lots of practical things. How to dress and put on makeup. And we were constantly being filmed so we could watch ourselves to see how we looked. We also learned how to talk in sound bites. You know, short, catchy phrases that are easy for people to remember.
And all this took how long?
Well, I did the long course, which is modelled after a typical reality show. For 5 weeks, we had many opportunities to learn about forming relationships and resolving the types of conflict that occur on these shows. But for people who don't have the time to do this, there's a 3-hour seminar instead.
Is this seminar expensive?
It costs $139 and there are up to 25 students. Private tuition is another option, but of course that can be a lot of money.
Who usually teaches these skills?
Many of the instructors are former reality TV personalities.
Well, now that you have graduated, what's next?
I'm hoping to be chosen as a participant for a reality TV show like Eye in the Sky, or maybe as a contestant on a cooking show like What's for Supper. I've been told by casting agents that I have a better chance of being selected because of the course.
And then you'll come back and give us the inside story? Tell us what it's like to be on one of these shows?
Of course.
Well, I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. And meanwhile, thank you for sharing this fascinating experience with us. Goodbye, Jesse.
Goodbye, Mickey. Thank you for having me.